anyways, here is Karasu on CITR. Yes, that was Sugar Lunch, and the song is called Ue o Muite Aruko, also known as Sukiyaki. Hi, my name is Alex Ushijima, and this is Karasu 101.9 FM. I've been back. Why was I away for the last 2 weeks? Well, because I was in Boston for a few days.
Dirty water!
Yes, filthy, dirty water. I have to say, I miss Vancouver, but when I came back to Vancouver and I was watching the news, like, you can't drink the water anymore? What the heck is going on, you know? Like,
aliens, man!
Aliens.
They're infiltrating the waters. We're going to all be poisoned. We're taking over.
It just had to be Richmond first. At least the Richmond didn't sink yet, you know, with all the rain.
Give it time.
No, that's where I live.
Okay. Move.
It's okay. At least have a rubber raft or a blow-up doll, whatever that'll, you know, keep you afloat. But anyways, this is the fundraiser show. CITR is doing their fundraiser for the very first time, and they're going to be doing it until November 24th. So this is their first time in the history. And the funding drive has been around the campus community radio sector for a very long time, but this is our first time to make it. Because why? Because we need some new equipment. We're getting a little rusty with, like, the mics and the CD players. You may have heard a skip or two on my program as well, and, you know, that's where we decided to put our foot down and say, hey, we need some money and support from the people that are listening to our wonderful radio station. So please, 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 if you could make a pledge, it would be wonderful. But and of course, we will be giving you some prizes depending on how much you give us. The more you give us, the better, the greater the prizes you will get. So I'll give you the details after I play a few music. If this is your first time listening, I will be playing a lot of music that are all straight from the land of the rising sun, Japan. And today's show, it'll be focusing a lot on rock, ska, and many of the likes that I love to play. First, I'll be playing Blanket Jet City with music called Damn It Pussycats. And I'll be following that up with Pot Shot. Okay? This is 101.9. Check it out.
Oh, so I
The song is called Dynamite Pussycats, and the artist is by it's Blanket Jet City. I hope you guys enjoy that, y'all pussycats. But anyways, today, like I mentioned earlier, it is the fundraiser show. CITR is looking for some pledges to raise funds for technical upgrades and capital restoration. And this is our very first time to do it on CITR ever since they've ever started CITR. But we are trying to reach a fund drive goal of $40,000. And of course, we're not just asking for money. We will be giving some back to you. What goes around comes around, right? So let me just check this list. If you pledge at least $25, you will get a friend's card where you will get some discounts on selected stores. You can check the list at www.citr.ca. And for $45, you get two friends cards with two CDs. And $60, you get one friends card, two CDs, and a CITR shirt. And the list just keeps on going down. And the greatest pledge, if you give us $250 or more, you will get two friends cards, 10 CDs, two CITR shirt or bag, and two limited edition shirts. And this is just wonderful, limited edition. You can just see the words shimmer with delight, okay? So if you want to make a pledge, please give us a call, 604-822-8648. Or you can also make a pledge online at http colon double /citr.ca/donate.php to make the donation, but you can also just go to the CITR website, www.citr.ca, and please, you are listening to one of the greatest stations. I would like to continue my show, which is promoting Japanese music and culture, and I will be playing a lot more music next, but there are many other programs on here that are just wonderful. And I'll give you more details on what our goal, the $40,000 fundraiser goal, would help us cover. But first, we'll be playing more Japanese music, so you'll have a better idea of what you're putting your money into, and it'll be all worthwhile because we have some wonderful music. And on my station, it'll be all from Japan. I'll be playing some ska. This is Pot Shot, and the song is called No Action. This is 101.9. Shot with the music No Action. But this CITR radio station is all about action. CITR has been open ever since 19 oh I can't do the calculations I'm just gonna say almost 25 years. Sorry, I'm a little slow today, I'm a little jet lagged. But CITR is a wonderful radio station. We are non-commercial. We air music and programs not heard anywhere else in Greater Vancouver. We have some innovative programmers and volunteers that are helping CITR stay on the air. And we have a broadcast online on the internet, www.citr.ca. And we just recently started a podcasting system that will reach out to many other listeners around the globe and throughout Canada. But unfortunately, funds are running low, so this is where you give us some help. So this is the fundraiser drive. Please make a pledge, 604-822-8648, and you will be getting some prizes. The minimum $25 pledge will get you a friend's card that will give you some magnificent discounts to many of the stores that will be listed on the website. And you also get one CD from CITR, and it's not going to be like a lousy CD. These music CDs are just something that you would like to have in your library collection, okay? So that's one reason of why we would like to be on CITR. We've been running for 25 years, and we do not want to stop. right? You know, I don't want to be like P. Diddy, you know, be like, we can't stop, we won't stop. But in reality, we do need to make more funds, and it will be very helpful. So again, please give us a call, 604-822-8648. And you'll just, and the next time you'll ever listen to any of our radio programs, maybe many years from now, you'll just nod with yourself, wearing the CITR shirt and saying, hey, I helped them stay on the air. Just think about it, okay? So I'll be playing, next up, Radio Caroline, some really awesome rock, and follow it up with some funk, Scooby-Doo. If you don't know who they are, you will, if you just keep on listening to this wonderful show, Katasu. My name is Alex Ishijima, and this is 101.9 FM Vancouver.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take one.
CITR's very first funding drive takes off on November 10th to the 24th. And, what the hell?
I think the turntable's broken. Let's try again with the CD player.
Sure.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take two.
CITR 101.9 FM presents its very first fun drive. It takes off on November 10th to the 20th. Mike, what the hell? I think the CD player just blew up.
Yeah, those old CD players will do that. Do you want to try another take with human beatboxing?
I guess.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take three.
From November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM is embarking on its first funding drive. This is an opportunity for you, the listener, to help make CITR even better. Your donations will help us buy new equipment, make CITR more accessible online and on the FM dial, and generally increase CITR's awesomeness. After all, do you really want to hear any more PSAs that sound like this? God, stop!
Oh, okay. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
The track is by Scooby-Doo's song's called Funk of One Nighter, and before that we had Radio Caroline with the song Get Star Romantic. This is the CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Alex Tsuchijima, and the show is called Karasu. I hope you guys are enjoying it thus far, because this show is focusing on the fundraiser for the CITR. We are asking for pledges from you people that will really keep this show as well as the CITR radio station coming along. We are trying to reach our goal to cover the cost of many equipment. Maybe I'll give you like a list of what we are trying to cover. Well, CITR first of all needs to get some new turntables as well as headphones, because I cannot hear myself using these. And we are also looking for like a new production studio as well. as well as some microphones, which can be a little raspy at the moment, CD players, which can skip at times. And we are also trying to find some field equipment for some news programs and sports broadcasts, which is an important aspect for our CITR 101.9 listeners, especially on the UBC campus as well. And furthermore, we also need a server that can handle increased traffic that we are having ever since we got the podcasting system on our website. So if you could make a donation, please. Give us a call. I'll give you the phone number, 604-822-8648. Or you can also visit the website for the donation, which is www.citr.ca/donate.php. If you donate at least $25, you will get a friend's card, which will give you some discounts on various from various stores. And you also get one excellent CD from our collection. So again, please give us a call, 604-822-8648, and make a pledge and help us out. It'd be nice. And you could just be part of CITR by making a wonderful donation. And we would like to say thank you for all the people who has contributed thus far. And we have, I would like to let you know that CITR is a wonderful radio station that has a lot of programs that are of all sorts of colors and various kinds. My show is focusing on the Japanese music and culture, if you just tuned in. And I will be playing more excellent Japanese rock, punk, ska, heavy metal, etc., etc. And there are many other radio programs. If you just check the podcasting section of the CITR website, where you can listen to many funk, creative talks, and many, many more excellent programs by our fellow volunteer DJs. So check it out once in a while. You can check out the podcasting and find out what CITR has to offer. It's an excellent community radio station. I will be playing the next music. I'll be playing a Supercar, and the song is called Rollin' Rollin'. This is 101.9.
Young Jim.
Rolling. Pretty smooth stuff. That was a supercar. And you're listening to 101.9. My name is Alex, and this is the fundraising show. And we are trying to reach the fundraising goal of $40,000. And you can help us out by giving us a call for a pledge. You can call us at 604-822-8648. Or you can do it online, which is probably a safer and a faster way by doing it. Make sure you have your credit card ready to make the donation. You could just go to www.citr.ca/donate.php. If you just listened to that song, did you notice that there was a little skip in the track? Well, this is why we need to collect some fundraising cash to replace some of the equipment in the studio. We're trying to renovate some of our production studios and renew some of the equipment, such as the CD players, as I just mentioned, turntables, headphones, consoles, and many other stuff. And I would like to say that Campus Community Radio, it's not just the music that is very being helped out by Indy. How should I say this? Well, first of all, there's a lot of independent musicians that are getting some exposure into the airwaves by the help of the community radio, but also by the volunteers and programmers. They really love music, and I found myself when I first started at CITR that for one thing that I really had like this lack of confidence, like talking to people like directly. Like sometimes I stumble on stuff, but after I started on community radio, it really like made me more comfortable and made me feel better about myself by sharing the music that I've always listened to you listeners. And since then, I've been having a blast on the CITR campus radio, talking on the airwaves, and I think it did change me a little bit. I wouldn't say significantly, but I could just sense a change ever since I came right in front of this microphone. So if you think about this, if you just donate at least $25 to the campus radio, then you're not just helping the station, but you're also helping the people that are working on the station to share their music, their thoughts, if they're doing talk radio, and their goals as well, whether they want to be a reporter, a radio DJ, or who knows, maybe perhaps they like to build on their confidence to work on how to talk in public or on the airwaves. So if you just think about that, and I think you'll be making a pledge, making a donation to a very good cause. And of course, by depending on how much you pledge, you will get something back from us. A minimum donation of 25 will get you one friend's card and one CD. But I like this donation number, 101.90, which means $101.90. And that will give you two friends cards, which is a donation to 18 stores in the Lower Mainland, five CDs, one CITR t-shirt, and one limited edition t-shirt. And that's a great combo. Like if you're just a CITR fan, that's probably the one that you would like to get. But any pledge will be very grateful. So again, check out the website, www.citr.ca/donate.php. And contribute and help us out, and we appreciate any help from all listeners. And if you have already done that before, thank you very much. We're going to be playing more music by Japanese artists. Let me just see what I'll have next. Oh, hey, what do I have? The Michelle Gunn Elephant, great track, Citrion no Kodoku. This is 101.9, and this is, you're listening to Karasu.
No! shabetteru.
guys like that. That was Citron no Kodoku by the Michelle Gunn Elephant. Well, it's been 8:10 right now. I'm going to do some public service announcements talking about Asian culture and arts that will be happening in Vancouver. I got two events that I would like to share. First of all, Arts, Popular Culture, and Social Change in a New Indonesia, which is a seminar at UBC, CK Choi Building Conference Room, which is room 120. And it'll happen on November 24th, 2006, from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch will be served. And this seminar will explore the artistic nature of change since the end of a Suharto era and implications for Indonesian society. You must responde, s'il vous plaît, RSVP, at CSIR. UBC at hotmail.com. Let me just spell that out for you. CSEAR_UBC@hotmail.com. And there's one more event organized by exploreasian.org. The project is called Project H2O, talking about water. And it'll be a they're looking for submissions that are wanted about water in all forms, which includes music, dance, video, theater, performance art, installation, visual art, poetry, spoken words, and research papers. So all the artists out there in the Lower Mainland, in Vancouver, in downtown, wherever you are in BC, if you have a passion for art, performance, or music, and you know how to express H2O water, please go to www.exploreasian.org for more information. And all submissions of the artworks will be selected and be presented at, I believe, the 2007 Asian Festival. And the phone number that you could get more information as well is 604-677-1383. So those are the two public service announcements, which I would like to ask you guys, are there any other show on the radio that tells you some upcoming Asian cultural events that are happening in Vancouver? I don't think there is a lot. I have to say that when I started this radio station at CITR, I asked several program directors if there were any other Asian shows that they had before. They said they had a couple, but it's there's not a lot overall. Like, most shows will be focusing on indie rock, indie punk, or many other genres, but but for world music, I'm probably the only Asian or Japanese cultural radio show that is on the CITR radio station at the moment, which is what I think personally is a very big thing. I'm not just saying about my show, but for having like various kinds of shows focusing on independent art and music and culture, as well as world music as well. I would say personally that CITR has a great variety of them. So I would, and that's why we would like to continue this fundraiser to allow these excellent radio programs to be on the air for the years to come. And we've been on for CITR has been on for 25 years, and it's continuing to go strong. But it will be awesome for you guys, the listeners, to make a pledge as well. You can make a pledge online, citr.ca/donate.php, or you can call this number as well, 822-8648. And you will get some prizes. The more you donate, the more prizes you get. The $25 donation will get you a friend's card, which gives you some discounts on at the many stores in Lower Mainland, and some and a CD as well. If you pledge a little more, you could get a CITR shirt or a limited edition shirt. And if you go up to $150 pledge, you can get a CITR shirt or a bag as well. But you can find more of the information for the prizes and the donation at our website, www.citr.ca. Or if you, like I said, want to make a donation as at right now, give us a call, 604-822-8648. I'll be playing more Japanese music coming right up. Next up, I will be playing Baseball Bear, and the song is called Labyrinth, okay, or Ino Timing. This is 101.9. We'll be right back. Love that funk from the Baseball Bear. The song is called Labyrinth E No Timing. This is the fundraiser episode of Kadasu. My name is Alex Ushijima. Hope you guys are enjoying the program thus far. Lots of Japanese music for the next 40 minutes. And I'm having a blast. I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. And I'll just give you another reason why we're doing the fundraiser. Well, what did I go over? We have equipment, excellent cultural world music, as well as many other programs on CITR. We have many other people that are joining CITR, including volunteers and DJs, with various reasons. One, as for me, it is for great fun, as well as learning how to talk on the airway and in public. And I'm having a blast. I started back last year, and I have to say it did, you know, change me. So there are some like personal changes and personal goals for the people that are working at this station as well. And speaking about you know, being DJs, CITR also provides a great broadcasting training, which is a free of charge for anyone who wants to learn. You just have to become a member, and you can learn how to talk on the mic, make some mixes, learn how to make a program, and how to answer phone calls, and many other aspects of becoming a DJ. So if you are ever wanting to know how to become the next Howard Stern or any other well-known DJs that you admire, then CITR is just the excellent place to learn it all. But right now we're trying to get greater, better computers for digital editing and production, and we're also trying to revamp the newsroom and Studio B for next future reporters and newscasters to access the CITR's editing facilities. And for your contribution of making a pledge to CITR, it makes it all work out and just help everyone and have CITR running. CITR has been running for 25 years, and we're trying to run for 25 years more. If you want to make a donation, you can give us a call, 822-8648. And the website address for the donations, you can do it with the credit card, just to let you know, www.citr.ca/donate.php. I'll just say that one more time because I'm just like making my tongues flying all over the place. www.citr.ca/donate.php. And let's help it all work out and have the many wonderful programs that on CITR to go on for the next little while on this Vancouver. And I know that we're all Canadians and we all like to, you know, help each other out. So it'd be wonderful to have this CITR go along. So I'll be playing some more music by Japanese artists. Let me see what I'm going to have next for the next little time. I'll be having some 54 Nude Honeys. We're going to have Toddle, Guitar Wolf, Full Armor, Bloodthirsty Butchers, many, many more. But maybe first I'll start off this track. The song is called Fear You're Sexy from the Funky, Funky Music. The band is called Zoo Bombs. Hope you guys enjoy it. My name is Alex. This is 101.9.
Funky music. Starting November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM begins its first funding drive. What this means is you, the listener, can donate to improve CITR's quality. But that's not all. Your donation gets you loads of CITR swag.
A $25 donation gets you one friends card and one CD. $45 donations gets you two friends cards and two CDs. A $60 donation gets you one friends card, two CDs, and one T-shirt. For those of you highfalutin CITR listeners, a $101.90 donation gets you two friends cards, three CDs, one CITR shirt, and one limited edition CITR shirt designed by local indie artists Danny Vashon and Andy Dixon. A $150 donation gets you two friends cards, five CDs, one CITR shirt or bag, and one limited edition T-shirt. And a $250 donation gets you two friends cards, 10 CDs, two CITR shirts or bags, and two limited edition CITR T-shirts.
So please tune in to CITR 101.9 FM's very first fun drive, starting Friday, November 10th to the 24th. A real hood wouldn't be that pretty. I ain't here for no problems. The baby less biting and more slime.
Hey, I'm a wise.
54 Nude Honeys. The song's called Wild Girl, and before that I had the Zoo Bombs, where they were performing Feel Your Sexy from the Funky Funky Music. This is Kalasu. My name is Ushijima. First name is Alex. If you want to know what Ushijima means, I would just like to let you know that it means cow island in Japanese. No joke about it. And I had my friends point fingers and laugh at me. But hey, it's great to have a really original last name. You gotta think about that. Well, anyways, I do have less than 30 minutes on this program. This is the fundraising show where CITR is trying to reach the magical goal of $40,000. And for everyone that has contributed, thank you very much. For those that haven't, it's not too late yet. Please help us out. You can give us a call, 604-822-8648, to make a pledge. And the minimum pledge of $25 will get you a friend's card and one CD. I know I've been saying it many times that the friend's card will give you a discount at 18 stores in the Lower Mainland and in Vancouver. And perhaps you would like to wonder, well, you know, what kind of discounts would you get? Well, first of all, you could get some discounts on comic books, music, such as CDs, and vinyl as well. You can get some discounts from food and magazines and many, many more. The entire list of stores, you could check it out at the CITR website, www.citr.ca, and you can just click on the link Friends Of, and you can just see all of the friends of the small local businesses that are helping us out. And you can help us out as well by calling the number 822-8648, or you can also make the donation using a credit card, basically online, citr.ca/donate.php. And why would you like to donate? I've been talking about many programs, many equipment has to be replaced. I would like to let you know that the CITR's on-air studio was upgraded 10 years ago. Nothing has changed 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I was like, what, in high school, just got in, got bullied a bit, but also was in a band class and played the clarinet, and I've had mad passion for music, first classical, and then moved on towards punk and now to Japanese music. And we need to raise money to replace many of our consoles, buy new headphones and new turntables as well. Just to let you know that the over 120 DJs are using the on-air studio for various needs, whether it's personal or professional. So the contribution does go to a very good cause. And plus, you get to listen to wonderful music and programs organized by these 120 DJs, including myself. Have you ever heard of like Japanese independent music in Vancouver before, other than this station? Well, please let me know. I think I might be the only one so far. I'm pretty sure there may be some other music programs that were on CITR or anywhere in Vancouver or in Canada before, but at the moment, maybe this might be one of the many few rare radio stations that have the program that talks about Asian music, especially Japanese independent music. And I had many guests on my radio show as well, including some owner who's been talking passionately about matcha green tea. And we also had a guest from the Mokuyokai Society talking about matcha and a green tea festival that happened last month at the UBC Asian Center. And I also had another guest that played the shakuhachi live for the very first time in the CITR radio station. Shakuhachi is a Japanese traditional flute or a bamboo pipe, I guess. It looks like a shaped recorder. But anyways, I had a guest who played in there as well. So I would like to say that you do not get a lot of programs such as Karasu or many other shows on CITR that really shows you independent music or performances or arts and culture that you do not really get on mainstream radio. And we've been doing this for 25 years, and we'd like to keep on going, hopefully for another 25 years or, of course, forever, right? So please make a pledge, 604-822-8648, and you will get at least a t-shirt and at least a t-shirt if you pledge around $60, but the $25 pledge will get you a friend's card that gives you discounts on many stores, as well as one CD from us. So please help us out. It'd be great. And please keep on listening to CITR. It is a wonderful station, and I hope you guys are enjoying the program at the moment. I'll be playing more tunes. Next up, I'll be playing Mean Machine, Ten Ni Nore, Mean Machine. This is from their album Cream, and this is an all-girls band, and they've been rocking it out, and you'll love this song. Okay, this is Ten Ni Nore. My name is Alex. This is Kalasu. That was from the album Cream with the song Teni Mole, which means leaking through the hands in Japanese, and the band is called Mean Machine. And I would like to say that the fundraising drive is still going on for the next few days. We're trying to reach the goal of $40,000 and to, you know, to keep many of our programs, especially keeping the equipment fresh and new, so that we could play the best music and the best programs for you listeners. So if you'd like to make a pledge, The number is 822-8648, or the Dilma Bungle you could also use is 822-1242. You can also make a pledge online, www.citr.ca/donate.php. Okay. Well, if you also have like a local business, you can also make local business donations as well. Let me just give you a little details. First of all, the minimum donation by a local business has to be $100, and incentives will not apply to incentives such as like, you know, getting friends cards, CDs and t-shirts will not apply to the businesses, unfortunately. But if the business donate over $500, you are eligible for a quarter page in the Discorder newspaper as well. So if you like to make an advertisement for your business, maybe you would like to make a pledge with CITR and reach out to many of the local communities. And the phone number again will be 604 822-8648. Yard, yard, yard. The next music I'll be playing will be Toddle, and then I'll follow it up with Guitar Wolf as well. And maybe I'll give you a little more facts about the programming that is on CITR. And oh yes, CITR is not just about the radio station, but the many events that they organize, such as Shindig, which is like an independent battle of the bands, and we also have Thunderbird Radio Hell, and many other countless programs that really contribute to the Vancouver's diverse music scene as well. And you know what, independent artists in Vancouver and throughout the world, for my show it'll be focusing on Japanese independent artists, they will get the, you know, the vital audience and, you know, the attention that they will like to receive from, you know, people that have the passion of music. And they will like to, you know, thank CITR for the listeners and the listeners as well to, you know, listen to their music. Because, you know, with the competition with mainstream radio that play repetitious, I personally think it's like some mumble jumble music, but at the same time, if you just listen to community music radio, listening to the independent artists, you know what? You just find something fresh, new, and you might become a new fan for these bands that may one day thrive in the music world. So if you want to be one of the new fans for the music, then perhaps listening to the community radio will be the best way to go, and you could just help make CITR continue its long history of independent music and culture and arts and sports by making a contribution to the CITR. You could, again, the number will be 822-8648, or you can visit the website at www.citr.ca for more information on how you can become a friend of CITR. Just a reminder that in 15 minutes, I will be off and will be replaced by Gavin Walker, who hosts the jazz show, which he will be playing excellent jazz music that he organized for his show. And it'll be running from 9 p.m. to, I believe, 12 midnight. And hopefully you'll tune in or stay on the air and listen to the excellent music he has to offer. Just like the jazz show, as well as Kalasu, which is my show, there are many other programs on CITR that just makes your ears just throbble with joy, because the music is great, the culture is great, and you'll just love to listen to it. And if you want to find more of these shows, find out, you know, what CITR has to offer, just a reminder, there is podcasting on the CITR website as well. But because of the number of people trying to access the website, it's really slowing us down, and therefore we need to get a new server as well. So that's another reason why we need to have this fundraiser to replace the old computer equipment, so that you can easily access to our website smoothly, like, you know, cutting through butter, right? So anyways, hope you guys will like to make a donation, and thank you very much for the ones that have done it. So again, the website citr.ca, or you can make a phone call 822-8648. Next up, I'll be playing Toddle. Then the song is called Worldwide Waddle, and hope you guys enjoy it. This is 101.9. Worldwide Waddle by the band Toddle, a Japanese band that I just adore. Period. This is CITR 101.9 FM, not AM. Whoa, I've just tried to speak too fast. Maybe because I'm so excited that that the fundraiser is going on a good start. And thank you for all the contributions. But it's still going on. So if you'd like to get some nice prizes for making a nice donation, please, you can make a phone call. But more people are doing it online because it's quicker, safer, and faster. So you can do it online at www.citr.ca. And there will be some instructions on how you can contribute and become a friend of CITR. And again, the address is www.citr.ca. And if you want to make it quicker, you could just add a slash and write donate. Okay, we have accomplished many of our programming without many of the fund drives, but because of many other services and the necessity of replacing equipment, this is our very first year of seeing how well it will turn out. So the services will include more programming and more news programs, some new equipment for the news department especially, but also in the studio, and the recent podcasting services that we have on the website where you can download the fantastic radio programs that we have on 101.9 from the University of British Columbia. So we've been doing this for 25 years, and we like to go the distance and maybe go for 100 years, 200 years, well, maybe at least another 25, but any contribution will help. And thank you for those again to have made a wonderful contribution. So let you know that recently that I just checked out the news on Japan, that they were talking about reviewing the necessity of making a missile shield. So there was a 2003 statement in Japan where they said we do not, as in when I say we means Japan, do not need a missile defense system to defend against any missile, air missile attacks from any other countries. But they're thinking twice because recently, as you all know, that North Korea shot a Tepodon missile right over Japan, but it landed in the waters. But you know what? That is a little frightening, especially for the Japanese citizens that do not have any defense systems that will be protected, protecting the island. So the chief cabinet secretary, Yasuhisa Shiozaki, at one news conference, he made a statement to have perhaps an anti-missile system to shield themselves. But this has caused a lot of criticism at home and abroad because it would be changing their system up about post-war security, which was more policy focused on self-defense rather than becoming into the offense. But I have to say that, you know, now with the missile defense systems becoming a little more necessity, they may have to change that law right now. So that's a little news for you that's happening in Japan. And do you get a lot of Japanese news on community radio, or do you get a lot of Japanese music on maybe some community radios or any other radio programs in Vancouver? I may be the only one. I don't think I am. I'm pretty sure there might be one or two more in Vancouver, but for independent music, for now, this might be the only place CITR, and it'll be awesome if it continues on as well. So as well as many other programs, as well as this program and other world music, CITR will like to go on, and your contribution will be great. So thank you very much. That's just my little 2 cents for you guys. So anyways, I'll be playing a little more tune. This next track, let me see which one I should choose. Let's try some Bloodthirsty Butchers, some great band that I found recently on kkaku.net. And this song is called Korekara Doshio. It's like, now what should we do? Talks about the situation in my life as well. No, I'm just kidding. But Korekara Doshio means what should I do now in Japanese. This is Bloodthirsty Butchers, and I hope you guys enjoy it. You're listening to Karasu.
Thank you.
That was Bloodthirsty Butchers, and the song is called Kore Kara Doshio. Well, I only have a few minutes left. I'll just wrap it up. For those that made the pledges online or by phone, thank you very much. The CITR really appreciates it. But if not, if you haven't, do not worry. It'll be still going on for a few more days. If you want to find out more information of the pledge and what you can receive for making a donation, you could just go to our website, www.citr.ca/donate.php. Next up will be the Jazz Show hosted by Gavin Walker, and I would like to say thank you very much to all the listeners. It's great to be back, and I will be on next week. Hope you guys tune in. I'll be on from 7:30 every time on Mondays. See you guys later. Sayonara. Arigatou gozaimashita. Take care.